With us on the line now is Charmaine Abouin, the British Consul for Andalusia and the Canary Islands. With today being Brexit Day, Charmaine's going to be explaining what Brexit means for UK nationals here in Spain. Welcome to the show, Charmaine.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. The perfect day to have a chat. Over 2 years, we've been talking about this day, and eventually it has come.
Do you know, it's 3 years.
Gosh, it's 3 years now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess you've been flooded with questions over those 3 years at the consulate as to what it means for people.
It has been a bit of a, what do they call it, the Russian ride that you have at the fair, you know, where it goes up and down.
Yes.
So there have been times whenever we thought we were really close to a deal and we knew exactly what was going to happen, and then times whenever it's got a little bit more complicated. Last year, you remember, 3 times that the deal was rejected in Parliament. But I suppose the positive news is that everything was signed off. It passed through the UK Parliament last week, and on Wednesday it passed through the European Parliament. So at least we know that we're leaving with a deal, and that's really important for UK nationals who are resident here in Spain, because it means that they are protected.
And has it been very difficult for you to understand and make sure that you have the correct information? Because aside from everybody in the pub giving out different bits of information, often, you know, that the Spanish government might say one thing, the UK government might say something else, and it must be very difficult to make sure you know that you're giving out the correct information.
I think that what has been most difficult has been the changing landscape. So when we started off and we were trying to just reassure people, we're approaching a deal and this will be your circumstances and these are the steps that you need to take. And then, of course, whenever we were in the territory of no deal, they were a slightly different set of steps that we were giving to people, and it was slightly different advice. Mm-hmm. I mean, what has been absolutely wonderful is that in spite of the uncertainty, the Spanish government have pulled out all of the stops to ensure that whether we left with a deal or without a deal, UK nationals would not be prejudiced, if you like. They would retain at least for a 21-month period more or less the same rights as they had. Anyway, I don't want to confuse people with any of the what the previous information was. It'd be really useful to just, perhaps for me to just say to people, the most important thing for them to do now is to make sure that they are registered as resident legally. And for most people, that is either the green piece of A4 or the credit card sized green bit of paper that tells them that they are, oddly enough, citizens of the European Union registered in Spain. But that is what will give us all of our protection as people who were here before Brexit, and that protects us under the withdrawal agreement.
And do people still have time to do that?
They do. So even though we leave the European Union today, there is a transition or an implementation period which runs until the 31st of December. And that means that anybody who is here before that date, anybody that arrives even after today but before the 31st of December, can apply for residency under the same rules as exist now, yeah, and they will be treated as someone who is protected by the withdrawal agreement. What people need to do at the moment, if they're not registered, is go online and book themselves an appointment. And it's either going to be with the Policía Nacional or Extranjería. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My understanding is at the moment they are still issuing the green bits of paper for the next couple of weeks. Once they phase out the green pieces of paper, it is likely that we'll be getting a TIE, a Tarjeta de Identidad Extranjera. But it does exactly the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So people have until the 31st of December. Obviously, my advice to people is don't wait, because we've seen it. We saw it last year. Whenever we thought we were going to maybe crash out in October, suddenly there was a massive rush for appointments. And of course, there are only a certain number of appointments. And what that meant was that people got very anxious because they couldn't get an appointment before what they thought was going to be exit date.
Yes.
We now have a really long period in which to sort out our paperwork. Please just do it as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Some people are complaining that they go on and there might not be appointments. Appointments are not released for the whole year. They're being released in windows. So you may go on tomorrow and find that you can't get an appointment. But if you look again on Monday or Tuesday, a new set of windows will have opened.
Okay.
So my advice to people is to just keep trying.
Yes. Okay, good advice. The other thing is the driving licence. A lot of people rushed to at least start the process applying for their driving licence by today, which I believe was the advice given by the DGT. But
yeah.
Now, is it official that we now have until the end of 2020 to apply?
We definitely have until the end of 2020. I haven't been on DGT's website this morning, and it may well be that they haven't changed it as yet. And I know a lot of people were quite worried because it said the 31st of January. excuse me. If people haven't done the first bit of the process, they should just go through it. Just go online and start the first bit of the process. Again, you do have until the 31st of December, but I wouldn't advise that people leave it until then.
No.
And it's quite a straightforward process. I was told I was out doing an outreach event on Wednesday, and I hadn't realised for any of our older listeners, although you remember that at the age of 70 you have to renew your licence again, and I understand that in the UK it's only renewed for 2 years. Apparently in Spain it is renewed for 5 years.
Wow.
So there's some absolutely wonderful news if you're you know, if you're in that age group. My advice to people is just go ahead and do it. We know now that if you do it, it is a straightforward exchange of your licence. It may take a while, and they will give you a provisional bit of paper that just covers you whilst they're completing the licence work, because they have to get in touch with the UK and check that you are the holder of a valid licence and that you've not been banned from driving. But we do know that that is at least a straightforward swap for your current driving licence. After December 2020, we don't know what the rules will be, and it may well be that people have to take driving tests. So my advice to people is do it as soon as you can. Your Spanish driving license will be valid for driving in the UK as well. And a lot of people have said, yeah, but what if I decide down the road that I don't want to live in Spain anymore and I want to go back and live in the UK? In the short term, you can use it as a tourist or as a visitor to the UK. In the long term, you can exchange it back for your UK licence.
So that's good to know.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's not an issue.
Okay, interesting. And the other main thing is talking about pensions and healthcare as well alongside that. Does everything sort of stay the same in that respect?
Yeah, so people that are protected by the withdrawal agreement on pensions. So if you are a pensioner already, it is within the withdrawal agreement that your pension is guaranteed and it will be uprated. Yeah, so it will be uprated in line with inflation. And I know that a lot of people were very concerned about whether their pensions were going to be frozen, as is the case in many other countries. Within the withdrawal agreement, we have the guarantee that your pension will be uprated every year in line with inflation, just as it has been up until now. The excellent news on that is that even people like myself, who are not as yet retired, but are protected by the withdrawal agreement because we're resident here, when we come to retire, if we are collecting a UK pension, we are also guaranteed the uprating.
Okay.
So that's excellent
fantastic.
News on that front.
Yes.
In terms of healthcare, people will be able to continue to receive their healthcare in exactly the way that they do now. Obviously, we have lots of different categories of British people living here. So you have people like you and me who are working here, and we're paying into the Spanish system, and therefore we continue to receive our healthcare in exactly the same way as we do now. There's another big group, which are the pensioners, and most of those people will have exercised their right to healthcare using the S1. If anybody is in receipt of is in receipt of their pension and haven't got their S1, they should look at doing that. If you're not clear about it, go on to gov.uk. If you're still not clear about it, get in touch with us at the consulate and we can kind of help you through that. But essentially, if you use your S1 entitles you to access healthcare here in Spain. But a lot of people don't know this. It also entitles you to use the NHS back in the UK.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
Absolutely. And their EHICS, European Health Insurance Cards, their European Health Insurance Card will be valid forever everywhere else in Europe, same as it is now.
Okay.
That's slightly different for people who aren't residents. So if you're not covered by the withdrawal agreement because you're not resident here, your ability to use the European Health Insurance Card is only up until the end of this year. And obviously that is intended essentially for tourists and visitors, not for people that are resident anyway.
Mm.
But the big things that people can be quite assured about are their residency rights. They're going to be able to live, work, move around Spain, in and out of Spain, back to the UK, back to Spain as often as they want to if they're registered as resident here. They're going to have their pensions guaranteed and uprated. They're going to have their healthcare guaranteed for life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether whatever side people are on in terms of being Remainers or people that were in favour of us exiting, the good news is that if you are properly registered here in Spain, you are protected. And it's important to also say that we don't know what the situation will be for people who arrive after the 31st of December. And that's why, if you're here, it's really important that you exercise your right now.
Yes. Well, not wishing to jinx it, but it does seem so far so good, Charmaine.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very up and down ride.
Yes.
But I think it's kind of best to just keep with the very simple messages at the moment, which are just the most important thing. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you know what your healthcare arrangements are. Please, please change your driving licence. Yeah. And your passport continues to be valid. Don't worry about it. And I know that people will have all sorts of passports. Some people have the old ones that say European Union on them. Some people have had the new Burgundy ones that look exactly the same but don't say European Union. And I believe that the new blue passports might be out by now as well. But whatever it is that you have, as long as the date in it is valid, yeah, your passport is valid.
Oh, that's good to know. That's very good to know. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Charmaine Abone, British Consul for Andalusia and the Canary Islands. I'm pleased that you gave us no bad news, which is good.
Yeah.
So if people do want to contact you, if they have any questions, anything they're not sure about, just tell us the website.
Yeah, I mean, my advice to people is to go to gov.uk. We have a living, anything to do with Brexit is on there, but there's also a Living in Spain guide there. And that guide gives you information that is specifically tailored to Spain. Yeah. If you have a query that isn't answered there, you can contact us. The easiest thing is just Google Malaga Consulate and you will find the address there. There's a contact form that you can use through the internet, and that is the simplest way for people to get in touch with us. And if people are interested in staying on top of what the Spanish arrangements are, also Google La Moncloa, LAMONCLOA, and then Brexit. You can find the information in English as well, but it'll give you all the information that people might want to find out about how to register for residency, what the new cards are going to look like, all of that.
Okay.
So don't, if anyone has an issue, don't suffer in silence, just get in touch with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So gov.uk/living in Spain for that particular section.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Charmaine, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.